Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the home-based episode of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson.
And this is Mark Vila, and today we've got a great episode for you. We're going to talk about the sublimation business with Jim. Now, that's the title of the episode we have here.
Yeah. Because there's only one. There's only one Jim that you talk the sublimation business with.
And it's not, we're not attempting to sell or buy sublimation from him, but this is Jim Francis from bestblanks.com. And Jim is going to help all of us, both Mark and I, and you out there listening, better understand the sublimation business as a whole. So yeah. Jim, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mark. Pleasure to be here. I think we have a lot of good information to share today.
That's not hard to remember. Mark. So I'm gonna do a little about Jim. He's been getting people started in the custom t-shirt promotional product business for about 150 years, and we've asked him to be on the podcast for two reasons, and that you know, Mark and I, we know a lot about embroidery, we know everything about DTG and white toner printing, and spangles and rhinestones. Vinyl, most of that's just Mark Vila, but we do know a lot about that technology. But really, you know, sublimation is a hole in our knowledge. Like, we haven't done that much except with the I-550. You know, we don't have a lot of years of experience in doing sublimation. And the second reason is because it's really a great technology to get started, because it's really inexpensive if you're doing it right, compared to other equipment that you can get from Coldesi. And also, we just want to brag, because now that bestblanks.com is part of the Coldesi family, you know, we've got tons more stuff to talk about, and some really great people to talk with about. So yeah, that's why Jim's on the episode.
Yeah, and before we get to Jim, another reason why we brought him on is that, so Mark and I are doing this from our homes, and maybe we'll just continuously do it like this forever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of fun. There's a lot more elbow room over here. But Jim is actually, he's actually at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I am. I am. Behind me is my my lifelong career as a baseball father.
Oh yeah,
I love it. I think it's great. It's great to have some things to be passionate about. It's much more interesting. Actually, up here, if you notice, there is some Christmas decor, and this whole cabinet normally would be filled with that as well. But some of it's actually already moving out into the staging area of the house, because I don't have baseball memorabilia, but I've got tons of holiday and things, decorations.
Mark Vila has actually won some international awards for the most holiday decorations in the smallest spaces.
Yeah, it could be true.
It's the Jersey Award for densely populated decorations.
We do a Halloween episode, which Mark's been really pushing me to do, a Halloween themed episode, then I'll give you a tour of my Halloween room here. So
why? I know.
Anyway, so
it's pretty exciting.
All right,
let's get to business.
Sure,
Jim. Thank you so much for coming on again. I know we're going to learn a lot today. And so one thing to start with, I think, is really just the basics, right? Somebody listening to this has maybe heard the word sublimation before, not sure what it means. Other people might know sublimation from the scientific word, because maybe they learned it in school, but they don't know how that applies to actual t-shirts or other substrates. And others have never heard it at all. So let's bring it all the way. Let's start all the way at the bottom and just say,
work our way up.
What is sublimation? Give us a minute or two on just okay. What it is.
Sublimation is a direct printing method where you have special sublimation inks and special paper, and you're going to print onto substrates, textiles that are either made of 100% polyester or coated with polyester. It's print on demand. So if you are a decorator currently and you're doing something like transfers or you're doing embroidery, things like that, you want to get into sublimation, because right off the bat, it's going to give you a really super high quality result and open the doors for many, many other products that are available in the sublimation field. You know, people come in and they talk to me and they say, well, what can I do? I want to do everything. I say, you sure about that? Because there's quite a bit to do, you know? So the technology is really no different than probably most, technology out there. It requires heat. It requires pressure. It requires time. And that's all done through a heat press. So the process works really clean. And you can be printing commercial quality products on the first day. Yeah. And that's what excites a lot of people, you know. And because the quality is so high, what happens is you have the ability to garner a market that maybe you didn't have previously if you were doing regular transfers. Now with sublimation, you're working with better quality garments, better quality substrates, and that really translates to generating more income for yourself.
I think that one of the things that I love about sublimated prints, and if you don't know what those are, if you know, you've definitely seen them. If you're in a t-shirt shop or a big brand or retail shop, and you walk up to a polyester garment that's got a print on it, and you touch it and all you feel is shirt, then that was sublimated.
Right.
You know, it's got no feel whatsoever.
It's pretty incredible, because people don't realize how much is out there that is already sublimated, you know. And if you understand the process, the actual, you know, the technology behind it, the inks, when you heat up sublimation inks, there's a chemical reaction. They turn into a gas and they actually dye into the fibers of the garment. And the reason polyester works so well is because it's a man-made product. It's refined. Unlike cotton, which is a very organic product, it doesn't grab the inks. The inks don't bond as well with cotton. So that's why polyester is really required. And it's just a process that really gives you a long-lasting result. It's not going to fade. It's not going to become undone in the wash. So that's why people really respond to it. You look around, you see there's a lot of stuff out there like that.
Yeah, and if you go throughout your house right now, there's a pretty strong chance you're not going to be in a room with something that's been sublimated as well. Yeah. So you figure this is extremely popular for, it's of course apparel that we mentioned it. So
right.
you probably have scarves or gloves or socks or a hat or a t-shirt or something like that that's been sublimated. Some of these things are actually just sublimated at a factory. So they take rolls of fabric and they sublimate the design onto a white piece of fabric. And then that goes to another factory where they make shirts and hats or curtains. You know, everything. And then, of course, if you have a bunch of mugs, any mug that's white, that's been through the dishwasher 100 times and still looks pretty good a decade later, it's probably a sublimated mug. So
I have a cabinet full of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you
do. A shock.
But chances are you have it. So this is technology that's been around for a pretty long time. I think I did some research on the sublimation process, and the first printing, I don't remember the guy's name anymore, but it was done in France in like the 70s or 60s. So this technology is like, I don't know, 50, 60 plus years old.
Sure.
So it's been around for a while. It's been through generations of refinement. So it's a very mature product.
Yeah. And it's kind of, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's kind of technically it's the same process whether you're working on a big roll-to-roll printer and when you're doing kind of aftermarket stuff like Best Blanks and Cold Essie customers normally, they're buying finished goods.
Correct.
And they're decorating those where, you know, most of the fabric, even if you buy curtains, if they're a synthetic, then they're probably been sublimated, you know. And if you see the all over prints for shirts, those are done with sublimation too.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. That's okay. Usually done in a wide format application. You know, you usually have somebody with a wide format printer. They're printing out on 24 inch rolls or 44 inch rolls. And you have to have a press that will do that as well.
Right.
You know, you have to print what you have to be able to press what you print. So the press at that point and the printer come hand in hand. But that's how you accomplish a lot of those print all over type of garments and stuff. So it's really a lot of people like to do that. But once they find out, you know, what's involved, maybe they can't put that type of equipment into a home based business. But there are other options, you know. You know, one of the things that I tell people, and they're pretty excited about it, is that the results that you get, it doesn't matter if you're home-based or you're some big industrial type of sublimation service bureau, you know, printing for Walmart or, you know, anything like that. The process is the same. The inks are the same. The paper is the same. Heat, time, temperature, pressure, it's all the same. And in the end, you, even with a home-based business, you're going to produce the same level of quality that you would by these larger companies.
Yeah.
The printers that you offer on Best Blanks, that are offered on bestblanks.com, that brand, that same name brand, is they make massive commercial equipment. Does I mean things that cost more than most people's houses, you know? But they also make compact equipment, which is within the same affordability as all the equipment in the Cold SE family line of products that most anybody can afford, and you can get in the business, you know, for not that much money, especially if you're financing. Yeah. So go ahead, Mark.
Sorry, I just wanted to draw a line here while I'm thinking about it, is because the question when I talk to people occasionally about sublimation is they want to do all over printing. And that's exclusively cut and sew. So you're going to print on a roll of fabric, you're going to cut out a pattern of a t-shirt, and then you're going to sew it together. It's possible, but it's not very, that's not a startup friendly activity. You know, that's commercial production. You're running a sewing operation at that point. So what we're talking about is kind of the aftermarket decoration of completed apparel and stuff.
Right. There's a world of sublimation in on the desktop platform.
Yeah.
There are printers out there, you know, of course, with Best Blanks, we offer the Sawgrass Virtuoso printers. They have two printers. One is a small desktop. It's called the SG500. It is essentially a letter and legal size paper that you can print for that. A lot of people like that printer when they're doing small items. You know, they're doing mugs, they're doing keychains, they're doing, smaller plaques, things like that. What happens is you don't need a bigger printer, and you buy a press that works with that. If you have a inkling to get into garments, then what happens is most people go into the larger printer that Sawgrass makes, which is the SG1000. This printer will print everything from 8.5 by 11 all the way up to 11 by 17 transfer paper right out of the box.
Yeah.
And they also have a bypass tray that allows you to print up to 13 by 19. So with a 13 by 19 bypass tray, you can use a 16 by 20 press and get a pretty big image on your shirt. So that's a really good application if you're going to go into t-shirts, garments, tote bags, things like that. So that works good. So there's a lot of choice there for a desktop application. And desktop application, of course, you know, a lot of our customers work from home. They can't have big equipment there, or they might have a kiosk, or they might have a small booth in a flea market, things like that. So these type of platforms, these smaller printers, work perfectly in that type of environment.
Yeah. I think one of the most attractive things about it, and why a lot of people like the sublimation business is huge, right, is because you can almost get started kind of at craft equipment prices and get professional results. Like what's the range of what we're talking about here to
you're,
do?
You're talking about with a startup printer from Sawgrass, that printer will start at about $599.
Okay.
And from there you will have, you know, paper is relatively inexpensive. Probably the least expensive of all the paper when you consider laser paper and transfer paper. Usually a pack of paper would be about $17 for 100 sheets. So you're talking $1.70.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the cost of the ink, you know, a lot of people always ask, and I'm sure you've heard it too, Mark. They always ask, well, how many shirts can I do with this? Or how many mugs can I make with a set of inks? You know, and my canned answer is always, your mileage may vary, you know.
Right, yeah.
It really has to do mm-hmm. with, you know, your artwork and, you know, what you're printing, your colors, your resolution, things like that. But I always tell them, you know, the most important thing you want to think about is not so much how much can I do, but how much is it going to cost me to do what I do? And once you have those numbers nailed down, the cost of your paper, the cost of your ink, the cost of your substrate, those are things that will allow you to then, you know, put your products out there to market and make a profit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really good. Give you an example. If you're running a SG500, you're probably looking at about a penny a square inch for ink.
Okay.
So that's a good way
to think about it.
Really, really inexpensive. So, you know, if you were putting together, a t-shirt on an 8.5 by 11, you know, you would be talking about with ink and stuff, probably $3, to get something, you know, on the shirt. So it's pretty affordable. And when you factor in the quality that you're going to put out there to a customer, you know, you can really charge, a reasonable competitive price.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just looking, checking on the Best Blanks website since you brought up about that. So there's a package available online, like a business starter kit. It looks like here, and I'm seeing it includes a heat press, a printer. It looks like there's some t-shirts and some other items in there. And Best Blanks just added some financing information onto the site. Okay. And it says you can finance this for $107, as low as $107 a month. So for basically $100 a month, not only are you in business, but you've got some things to sell already.
Right.
Mark, let's not exaggerate. Let's say $110 a month.
Okay.
but so that's really great. So there's a wide range. Custom apparel in particular is just like this incredibly rich and varied business. There are tons of ways to get great quality prints, to do quality embroidery. There are a lot of different things that you can buy blank and you can resell, and they all kind of have their place. And one place, if you're a Cold Essie customer and you haven't looked at sublimation, you know, I think especially if you're doing embroidery right now and you want to kind of step your toe into custom t-shirts, or you want to look at doing, you know, some of the, we'll ask Jim about hot products that are selling in sublimation in a minute. But if you want to like fill out your business a little bit, then, you know, $100 or $200 a month to do really great quality custom shirts it's a deal. I mean, it's a great way to get started.
It really is. You know, one of the things that I find with really experienced decorators who already have an array of technology in place that they're printing, print on demand, they bring sublimation in there and their creativity just opens up, because you can do a lot of things with sublimation. There are vinyls that you can sublimate on. So if you're doing vinyls and you decide to put an image on that and then apply it to a shirt, you have extra value there in that garment. I know customers that actually blend together embroidery and sublimation. So all these different technologies, you know, they somehow, you know, these decorators, these business owners, they get so creative and they bring all this together and they make a product that's really unique to them. And that's really, what makes them stand alone, you know, apart from the rest.
I'll make another pitch here is if, what does the highest end sublimation package on Best Blank's site? What does a bundle look like?
Well, a bundle would be, if you wanted to put together something, you would go, let's say we talked about the SG1000. That's the larger of the desktop printers.
Yep.
okay? That printer would run $15.99. That includes inks.
Right.
Then what we would do is we would want to put a heat press together with that. Now, typically with sublimation, it's always the recommendation that you want to use a swing away press whenever possible.
Okay.
And the reason is because when you're sublimating, you want to make sure you have equal pressure coming down on that substrate, front to back, left to right, and it just gives you a much more reliable pressing on the shirt. Okay. So you want to do something like that. Now, there are two presses that always come to mind. Everybody knows them. You have the George Knight DK20S Swing Away. This is a really good quality press. It's been on the market. It's been around for how many years? I can't even tell you. 20 years, perhaps. And the other one that a lot of people really love is the Stahl's Fusion. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a great press. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, $1,512 versus $2,250. So whatever your budget, you know, can stand,
one of
those presses would work out really, really well. And then, of course, there are accessories. You know, you want to make sure you have, you know, heat tape, small priced items. You want to make sure you have the right paper for the products that you're going to make. And of course, in the end, you want to have blanks.
Right.
You know, you want to know what you want to buy. Do you want to work with hard substrates? Do you want to work with garments, textiles? You know, right now, our textile brand, Vapor Apparel, is really, it's so popular right now.
Yeah.
And we can't get enough of it, you know. People just scoop up everything that you have. But it's so, such a good quality garment made so well that whatever you produce looks great.
Looks great. So I just want
to... some of that this week. I just went to the warehouse and I pretty much put my hands on almost every piece of Vapor Apparel that's available. And there's a lot of really interesting and cool things there. And there's a lot more on order and coming in apparently too. So it's an expanding line.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So let me do my commercial here for those of us that... those of you who have been Cold SE customers, you know, for the past 10 or 15 years or so, and you've got a DTG printer, an M2 or a Viper 2 or a Viper or one of the G4s, you know, there's been a lot of efforts to perfect direct-to-garment printing onto polyester, you know, and most DTG printers do a pretty good job on white, you know, on white polyester. But that's really sublimation's sweet spot. So it'd be fine if you do 95% of your business is in the cotton that DTG's sweet spot is in, you know, but if you're going to do sublimated apparel, you know, if you're going to do polyester, like light colored polyesters, you should really consider just adding a technology that's made from the ground up to do that. Because that's what sublimation is for. So yeah, I mean, don't stop printing with DTG at all. But man, if you've got a customer or regular business in this space, from what Jim said, you can get professional in a very short period of time for a very small amount of money and do kind of that poly the way it's supposed to be printed.
There's something interesting about that too, you know, because what often happens, especially when you're small in the business, is you buy a piece of equipment that is all of the equipment that we sell in Best Banks, Best Blanks, and Coleman and Company, Cold SE, all across the board, and all our brands. All the equipment's really versatile. All of it can do a lot, right? None of it can do everything. And what happens is folks get trapped into they have this one piece of equipment and they want to make it work for everything.
Right.
And there's a couple difference in something being able to do something and something being specialized to do something. Right. So, and if you, whatever, a couple analogies, you know, across the board, if you're into, I do home repairs and fixing and building things. I like that. I have like six different types of saws. Why? Right. My one hand table saw theoretically could have done my floors and could have helped build the table I built. All of it could have been done with that hand saw. But then I have a table saw as well, because that was much easier and much better for doing other things. So why anyone who builds knows that you've got, you know, bunch of different types of hand tools, bunch of different types of hammers, different types of screwdrivers, because even though there are universal ones, there are ones that are better at doing it than others. And yeah, that investment of money saves you a ton of time, delivers you a better product. Cooking is the same way. If someone's into baking, cooking, how many different pots and pans and sheets and do you have for cooking? And you could just have two.
Those are great analogies. It is like, you know, when you get started in cooking or in home repair or car repair, whatever it is, generally you start with like some very simple tools. Like you start with one and you use it until you absolutely have to buy something else. And you can kind of look at, you know, you've got an embroidery machine from us, you've got a DTG printer, you've got a bling machine, you know, you've got a cutter, whatever it is. You can kind of look at this like, this is a great way to expand your tool set.
Right.
Or if you just found us and you've got, you know, $500 or $1,000 to spend and you really want to start in the business, you know, on the Coldesi side, we don't have that much to talk about. But on the Best Blank side, man, you've got some real options that you could start a business in the next few days.
You know, one of the things I want to mention about these printers, these Sawgrass printers, the Virtuoso. These are the only desktop printers on the market that are specifically designed for sublimation. You know, there are a lot of people out there that they look for options. They look for other things, and they try to find printers that they can just take an office, a home office printer, you know, if it's, you know, another brand. Yeah. They want to find some... maybe some sublimation inks on Amazon or eBay. They slap them together, and what happens is they don't get the same results. You know, it's a struggle. The colors aren't there. The printers aren't made for those type of inks, and there's no support. You know, when you kind of put something together like that with these Virtuoso printers, these are specifically designed. The print engines have all been rebuilt. These printers are part of the Ricoh family that were specifically designed by them for Sawgrass to their specific, you know, requirements. And that together with the inks, they've created a new ink formula. They went from a high definition ink now to an ultra high definition ink. So they've really spent a lot of time. They have a lot of years invested in providing a very, very high quality sublimation platform that will give you super, super results, you know, great products to work with. So it's something to really, you know, appreciate, you know, if you want to get into the market.
Yeah, it's great. And like you said, you know, you're working, when you work with good equipment, when you have good tools, you get good results. Mark, had mentioned something earlier, and I made a note so I wouldn't forget to do this, because there are a couple, and both of you mentioned something which comes together. So we have customers out there listening who do embroidery right now, right? You have an Avance embroidery machine or maybe some other brand of embroidery machine, and that's what you're doing, and you're considering bringing t-shirts on board. Now, you had mentioned that customers can take their embroidery and use sublimation with it. And specifically to, you know, kind of reiterate that the thread, embroidery thread, white embroidery thread is polyester. If you're buying polyester embroidery thread, assuming so, on Coleman & Company, all of our threads polyester. So because the thread is polyester, naturally, it can accept sublimation dye. So you can take a design that you design that's an all white design that you've embroidered and sublimate on top of it to add color to it. So you can do something that you can achieve some sort of level of detail that you couldn't with your embroidery. Another thing that is, and if you go to the mall or something like that now, if you look around, you'll notice, go to a store that sells fashion caps. And one of the things that they will do is they will take a white piece of material and they will sublimate a logo or a design onto this. And then like a patch, they will, if you know embroidery, they will do an applique of that onto a hat, typically is very common. And this is another way to decorate a cap that combines embroidery and printing together. Another thing is you might see like a red cap with a green square, it looks like it's a green patch on it that's been printed on. Chances are that still was a white piece of material. They just sublimated the green background on it too. So right. This is a way to take your embroidery technology, and for very little money, you can buy material that we sell at ColemanandCompany.com, our patch material or our twill material. You can sublimate onto that material with the sawgrass printer mentioned by Jim. And then you can applique that onto a hat. And that's specifically because when you're doing a big logo, right, like Mark's Coldesi logo on his shirt that everybody can see right there, that embroiders beautifully. We also have a tagline that says Achieving Dreams Together. That font is particularly small. It's harder to embroider on that. And on a shirt, you probably just wouldn't want to do it. It just never looks as nice. But theoretically, that could have been sublimated on underneath it, especially if he was wearing a light colored garment. So there's a really great opportunity to not just make t-shirts if you have an embroidery machine, but to take sublimation, combine it with your embroidery, and do something that honestly a lot of your competition is not going to attempt to do, learn to do, or maybe even have the guts to do.
Yeah, good. That's one for sure. There's quite a bit out there. You just have to really take your time and experiment and be creative, and you'll come up with things that are just not out there. You know, you can really push forward and create these things, you know, when you have all the tools at your disposal.
So Jim, is there something right now that's particularly hot in the sublimation marketplace? Like, as far as I mean, usually other than vapor apparel, people are sublimating mugs and koozies and all that stuff. What's going on right now?
People, you know, what happens is people like mugs. You know, mugs are really a very, very popular type of product because it's a product that everybody can use. Everybody likes to have, you know, people are decorating, they're selling onesies, you know, one at a time, two at a time, or they're selling, you know, cases, 36, 100, you know, whatever, to big corporate events, things like that, you know, companies that want to hand them out during the holidays. I'll tell you a funny story. We had a customer that was, he had a embroidery kiosk and he was doing hats, strictly hats. And then we talked to him about sublimation, and it was because the equipment is small and it's manageable in a kiosk environment, he started doing mugs. And all of a sudden, mugs became a big part of his business. And, you know, it just kind of grew into something that he didn't expect. And because of that, he was able to open up another kiosk in another mall and work his way through the process. So, you know, mugs are really very popular. People like mugs. You know, of course, you know, mouse pads are popular. You got to keep in mind that people are buying these things. A lot of people buy them because they want to hand them out. You know, they want to give them, you know, as ad promotional products, ad specialties. So companies are buying them that way. And then because it is a print on demand type of technology, decorators have the ability to do custom one-ups for customers. So, you know, maybe not so much with a mouse pad, but things like mugs. Of course, the clothing is very popular. A company called Unisub, very popular with, you know, sublimation. They make plaques. They make photo panels. Very, very big for photographers, for artists. You know, there came a time when artists and photographers were coming in and they're saying, you know, I used to sell my canvas, my artwork and my photography on canvas, but it just didn't work. I couldn't get the money any longer. You know, people didn't want to spend hundreds of dollars on these items, you know, my original prints and my original paintings. So I needed something to kind of, I needed another product that I could put these on there. And they discovered products like aluminum, sublimation on aluminum, sublimation on wood, sublimation on plastic, things like that. So it really, again, it opens up the doors for a lot of different products for people to just push their work out that way.
Yeah. That seems like a good way to get started too, is just, you know, maybe it's not what products are hot, but what niche is hot or what niche is appropriate for your business.
I used to try, before everybody was in a lockdown state, I used to go to a lot of the festivals and the craft shows, and I would walk from booth to booth, and I could tell when an artist or a photographer had product there, and I would see, hey, is this sublimated? Yes, I. How do you do that? You know, well, I'm outsourcing it right now. Well, would you like to, you know, do it yourself? You know, would you, what do you mean? And all of a sudden you open the door for a big conversation. And the next thing you know, you're getting a call and they're interested in doing that process rather than outsourcing it.
Jim, you were at that moment, you were the only door-to-door sublimation printer salesperson in the world. That was it.
For sure, you know. It's you see it out there, you see customers out there, everybody, you know, they just take the time to figure out that this is how I want to be in this field, you know. This is what I want to make, and they just go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Well, Jim just made a bunch of friends out there with with our customers saying, hey, stop selling stuff to people. Start buying it yourself. Start making it yourself.
Yeah, no, but people are tired of outsourcing, you know, they want to.
Yeah, no, it's true though. And the thing is a lot of folks listening to this and our customers that are embroiderers or DTG printers, all that stuff, are outsourcing some of this sublimation stuff, some of these promotional items. And one of the things that we've talked a lot about is the more you can do in-house, the more variety you can offer quick, locally, same day, next day, or relatively quick, it's really a growing business. Being able to offer things, you know, near me, same day, tonight, tomorrow, be able to have somebody who forgot to get a birthday present for somebody to be able to get custom make them a mug or a t-shirt or something like that and deliver it to them the same or the next day is a growing business.
Yeah.
Because if you want to order any of these things custom online, it's actually pretty slow. The large houses and companies that do these things, it's usually a couple days in production because you got to get in line and then it's to be shipped. And chances are it's not within a 1 day ship to you, you know, and then you're typically going to pay something for that shipping. You are paying for shipping, whether it's a line item or not, right? You're paying for it in one way or another because the company has to be profitable. So if you have you can get into sublimation for really a very affordable cost, for a business especially. And now you can deliver that stuff right away. And what's good about these blanks is the t-shirts is always going to be hard, right? Because you have small, medium, large, all that stuff. And I am a proponent that you should keep some things in stock for that same day stuff. But when it comes to the mugs or mouse pads or license plates, or you mentioned like the picture, things for printing pictures, things like that, these are blanks that you can keep a handful of in-house of the same size for everybody. And it's easy to make that on demand. It's also easy to add on to a sale. So you have a customer and maybe you make them one mug for free with their t-shirts and give it to them and then see how they react. How much are these? Oh, I can make them for X amount of dollars a piece. And, you know, if you want right now, if you're going to be around, you know, go get lunch, come back. I can have them done for you in an hour, or I can have them done for you tomorrow. I'll drop them off on my way home tonight. You know, or just come back tomorrow and you can pick them up, stuff like that. So, you can sell that stuff right away to your customers. You can get the impulse buy that is typically only found in retail stores. You can get that too with having a sublimation printer in house.
Mark, I feel like we have some listeners out there that are just waiting for us to mention upselling in some way or another in every single podcast we do it. And that's this is a great example. You know, I mean, it matters less what your competition is doing and how much they're charging. The more unique you are, the more you can offer. So if you've got customers that are calling you, existing customers that are saying, you know, do you make this, fill in the blank? I mean, the answer is probably could be yes 90% of the time if you buy a sublimation printer.
Yeah, there's quite a bit, Mark, to print. And I always try to encourage customers. I say, don't be afraid. Look at everything that you can do. Don't be afraid to try it. The blanks are really inexpensive when you think about it. You know, a mug is $1.60, you know, socks are $3. Another item might be $1.50. Bring in a sampling of everything. And this way you'll figure out what works, put it, if you have a you know, a small brick and mortar shop, you know, put it on display. Customers will respond, and you'll get to see exactly what works in your market. And you know, if it's a matter that something sits there, that's okay. It just shows people what's available. And that's really the best thing, because if you print it, somebody will buy it.
I actually like that a lot, where you say you display it and show it off. And we talk about all the time doing the giveaways, you know, give somebody a koozie, give somebody a hat, give somebody a mug, as when they buy some of your other items. Cause you mentioned, like, you figure what you said, a mug was like a buck and a half.
Yeah.
And then what, the print is maybe a quarter or something like that.
A print would probably be you know, 30 cents for ink or something.
So less
paper
than
is 6 cents.
Yeah. Less than $2, we can say, to give somebody a sample. It costs $2 to send a postcard in the mail to advertise to somebody.
Right.
So you've already got a customer. You can make them a mug for $2. It's part of your marketing budget that every order goes out with a $2 piece of marketing. It's a little bit of time for you, but if you got a good system set up, it's not that much time, especially if you're using your equipment all day, you know, all day doing orders and promo items and things like that.
People appreciate it. Customers will appreciate it. You take the time, you show them. A lot of customers, you know what I used to do? Customers would come in, we'd show them all sorts of different products, and I would love to just print for them. Let me show you how this happens. Physically print a product. Do you have a picture on your phone? Email it to me. I would take a picture, print it out, and create something for them. And they would just be, you know, so happy about it, and they would look at it, and you can see the everything running through their head. So I can do this, and I can do this, and I can do this, and you know, it works really well that way. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they're buying something.
Yeah. That's great.
So we've got a little bit of time left here. I want to make sure that we don't, you know, spend all day with Jim, because we definitely could. Yeah. It's a great topic. The one thing that I want to point out to everybody listening is that, you know, you're going to go to bestblanks.com in order to look at these sublimation products and to talk to a professional who knows what they're talking about. On the Cold Essie side, I mean, you know who your reps are, you know, everybody knows what they're doing. You'll get the same kind of level of knowledge over at Best Blanks. You can't really right now talk to your Cold Essie account rep about sublimation stuff. That's what we have Best Blanks for. Is, you know, if you want to talk sublimation, if you want to talk about Sawgrass printers or any of the other products that they've got on their site that Cold Essie doesn't carry, like the Hicks heat presses or the Roland BN20, which is a nice little product. Sublimation inks and that vapor apparel, you know, for sublimation, you're going to find all that on bestblanks.com. And the people on that site really, really have it nailed down and can help you.
You know, we have a team of people. The Best Blanks team has a lot of experience. They've been doing this probably 10 years or more. So when you have that type of experience, there's a lot of answers to a lot of questions they can provide. So don't, you know, be afraid not to call in and ask questions. And we're here to help.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and I think everyone over there has been, everyone at Best Blanks has been with Best Blanks for more than 10 years, which is fantastic. It shows a lot about how much each of them care about their job, right? And about what they do. And you probably have to like it a little bit too, you know, to stick around. So, it helps when you have nice quality products, when your prices are fair, when you care about the customer, it makes for a rewarding experience, and which is why you have a lot of the same culture at Cold Essie as well. You have a lot of people who have been there for more than 10 years, you know, 5+ years, 15. I think we have some folks who have been there more than 20 years.
Yeah.
It shows a lot. Now, one other thing I wanted to bring up, Jim, which is kind of, it's not quite sublimation, but you also offer some transfer products for just regular inkjet printers too. Is that right? Okay.
That is correct. We have a selection of transfer paper. If you're not in the sublimation field, we have inkjet transfer paper. and we have laser transfer paper. So depending upon which printers you're working with, we have a transfer paper for you. We have several papers to choose from. We carry our signature paper, which is our Transfer Jet Plus paper. It comes in two sizes, 8.5 by 11 and 11 by 17. It's really a good quality paper. If you're running a standard inkjet printer, whether it's an Epson or an HP or something like that, an office printer all in one, this would be a good paper for you. You can just run it through there. And there's two types of papers for that. There's a paper for light shirts, light garments, whites and lights, or you have a paper for darks. So there's two different type of papers available depending upon what kind of garments you want to do. Same thing with the laser paper. It's just a different type of paper with a different coating, more suitable to a high temperature laser printer. And there's paper for light shirts, lights and whites, and then also, of course, dark shirts. We have made by Nina. You know, Nina is a very, very good manufacturer. You know, and so they make a nice selection of paper for both type of applications, you know, which is really good.
Yeah, and, so, and Coleman & Company sells an Exo Stencil paper, which is a paper for screen printing paper. That's made by Nina as well. So I'm sure Jim probably has met some folks, but we've had folks from Nina come to our company. They make some really great products too. And they're the whole, I mean, I'm pretty sure Nina owns forests that they use to harvest the trees to make
paper. They are a paper company. They are a paper company.
Yeah, they and I'm pretty sure that they call it from tree to tea or something like that, that they literally own and plant trees that are designed to make paper. So they're kind of there's a sustainability to their business since they're growing trees to make for specific. They're not going to the rainforest, I don't think, which is kind of cool.
No mahogany paper. That's great.
No zebra wood.
So Jim, can you tell us then? I think two things we need to know here. So because somebody is already going to have an inkjet paper and say inkjet printer or something like that and say, oh, I like that idea. Can you tell us the pros and cons to why would you, if you have an inkjet printer, why would you bother to get a sublimation printer if there's transfer paper for both?
Well, you know, there's two different applications here. The technology is entirely different. With regular transfer paper, whether it's laser or whether it is inkjet, the product is kind of a topical application. In other words, you print on the transfer paper and then you press it onto the garment, and an emulsion layer of the paper actually transfers onto the surface of the garment. So that's where you have people say, oh, I can, you know, it has a certain look, it has a certain feel to it. And, you know, some people prefer that. Some people are okay with that. And some people prefer something a little bit different. But that's the way a regular transfer application would work, whether it's laser or it's, you know, inkjet. Mm-hmm. One of the things that transfer paper, laser transfer paper does is they have a product that's called self-weeding. This is where you can print out on a laser sheet, apply it to the shirt, peel it, and there's no emulsion layer on the shirt. Only the toner will transfer onto the garment. So that eliminates the need to transfer or trim around the image. Now the difference, why does somebody get into the sublimation as opposed to the regular transfers, is that the sublimation actually dyes into the fibers. It dyes into the fabric. There's no feel. It's totally smooth. It's clean. It's just a really different process. So if you're familiar with one and you want to see what sublimation can do for you, you know, that's what you're going to get out of sublimation. You know, you're going to get that really commercial feel.
Yeah, I think that there's and I'm making an assumption here, so tell me if I'm right, Jim. But I would imagine that when the ink you buy for your HP printer, that was like $99, and then you go to Staples and you buy the ink, I imagine that ink is probably significantly more expensive than the sublimation ink you're buying.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you're going to be buying these small little cartridges that typically, you know, fit in an Epson or an HP printer, something like that. And if you're printing T-shirts, you're going to go through those inks pretty quickly. So it's going to be a process where you're going to constantly be replenishing your inks or having to do that. And at some point, you may have to decide, is this cost effective for me? However, with the sublimation printers nowadays, the cartridges are large. They hold way more ink than the other type of printers, and it's a lot more cost effective for you to work that way when you want to make garments. So, you know, there's a lot of cost benefits with sublimation that you're just not going to get in a, you know, regular inkjet type of application.
All right, cool. Good. And so I was, well, we have just a couple minutes left, but I wanted to maybe just do a quick differences between all the stuff we've talked about today. And actually, Mark, I was thinking that, you know, we can really turn this into a great article or in a sheet, you know, or something online. But but we've mentioned a lot of different technologies today. So I'm going to try to rattle off a few notes that I've made just so we can tell all the differences on this stuff. Right. So we talked about DTG earlier. Right. So that's direct to garment printing. Really, we're going to do that on 100% cotton T-shirts. 100% cotton are the most popular T-shirts out there. Most people prefer a cotton T-shirt, you know, over a polyester t-shirt, just statistically. And you get that really, really high quality, soft finish, you know, on a DTG. So that's what a DTG system is. It's a bit of an investment, but you are able to create really high quality prints on the most popular type of t-shirt out there. All right. So there's your DTG benefit. Or the reason to buy a DTG. Then we also talked about the sublimation, right? Sublimation is becomes a part of the garment, right? And because of that, it's you do require a specific type of garment, a polyester garment. So you are going to be limited to the opposite side of what the DTG is mainly going to be doing. You're going to be doing just polyester. And really it's for lighter colored garments. So optimal is white. But you can do your lighter color, you know, yellows and pinks and things like that. And it comes out pretty good too, depending on what colors you're using. You talked about the inkjet transfers. And inkjet transfers can go on light and darks. But as you mentioned, it's particularly expensive to print on. And it goes on top with this emulsion. So your washability on that type of a thing is not going to be the same as you're going to get out of your sublimation and your DTG. Your cost of entry is really cheap because you're buying a printer that's like $60 on Amazon, right? Yeah. But your overall cost and the quality of what you're making is not commercial.
Right.
Okay. And then you mentioned toner printing as well. So if you've got some sort of already a commercial toner, that's a CMYK printer, you can print on some of your lights and darks. And there's some limitations to that because you don't have white, right? And then that's where we talk about our digital heat effects printers is they're toner printers, but they have white toner as well. And the white toner will allow you to have more versatility in that printing. So that's kind of a bit of everything we spoke about today. We also spoke about vinyl, right? I find vinyl, vinyls where you have individual colors that you cut out and then you apply to the t-shirts. So in the end, my kind of takeaway on this is sublimation is kind of something you probably should have in your business eventually. If you're going to grow your shop to a degree, whether you're doing any of those other technologies mentioned or embroidery or sign making or anything like that, sublimation system is a modest investment for a business. You can make a lot of money out of it, and you can on-demand print pretty easily. It's one of those things where you should just have it no matter what you're doing.
It's kind of like a cutter.
A cutter too. Both of them. Yeah. Eventually you should have a cutter, a sublimation printer, and whatever else you do as the main portion of your business, if you do have larger equipment.
Yeah, and I will also add that that it's one of the fundamental things in business. The more that you can say yes to a customer, the longer they'll be with you, and the more they'll spend. Mm-hmm. So you can look at sublimation as a modest way to say yes again, and it'll make you money.
Yeah,
it definitely will. It's something that you really should consider getting if you don't have it, and if you do have it, you should see how better you can utilize it in your business because there's a lot there.
Now, Mark, I've got homework. Uh-oh. I would just like everybody to go to bestblanks.com if you haven't been there yet. and shop around and chat with somebody on the website about what it would be like to add sublimation to what you're already doing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and absolutely consider it. Educate yourself about it. And we always say the same thing, you know, at Cold SE too. Picking up the phone and calling or chatting or emailing with our crew to ask questions, to educate yourself, even if you're not, maybe you're not in the buying mode right now. You know, maybe you're still in discovery mode, but the job of our team is not just to facilitate the transaction, but to help you with that discovery. So if you hear this and you say, you know what, maybe this is good for my 2021 plans or whatever it might be, you're just exploring. Talk to Jim and the crew at Best Blanks, learn about it, make some notes, understand what you'd want. And then when you're ready to make the decision, they'll be there to facilitate the order. You're not hurting anybody's time. They get paid to do that.
Yeah. I like that. Jim, thanks for your time today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mark. We're happy to be here and offer an insight on sublimation.
Cool. This has been Mark Stevenson from Cold SE.
And Mark Vila. I'm from Coleman & Company today, if you're looking at my shirt.
I am. That's why I said that. All right. You guys have a good business. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.